Story time. Okay, Grace, will you tell me, where are we at in the story?
When the dolphins are swimming along to go on.
Oh, yes. The dolphins have rescued her from the water. Yes. Rescued the princess from the water. She's on top of the dolphins' backs. And she's being transported to safety, isn't she?
Yeah.
Now look, do you remember why the princess wants to escape from Princess Island?
Because there was too much princess, and that she didn't like the princess.
Yeah, she was surrounded by all these princes she didn't like. And they were some kind of a pain in the neck, weren't they? But I wonder, is she going to go to a better place? Of course, it can always get worse, can't it?
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen next and where the dolphins would be likely to take her. Shall I tell you? The dolphins went on and on through the water, diving and jumping. The princess had to hold on for dear life. At times she thought she was going to fall off. But because there were three dolphins side by side, she never fell in the water. And in fact, the longer she stayed on the back of the dolphins, the more she loved it. The more she got that kind of special thrill when she bent down and put her ear right up against the back of the dolphin. And then sometimes the dolphins would actually stop swimming at their speediest. They would actually just slow down. They just got fed up of dashing and rushing and chasing all the time. And dolphins love to play, and they met other dolphins.
That joined in to the...
Yes.
So she was even safer.
She was even safer. She was surrounded at one stage by 25 dolphins.
Whoa.
Right? Now they were playing, and some of them actually came over and stuck there. You know how dolphins have a kind of a long nose.
Yeah.
But that's what the dolphins did. They stuck their noses into her. They had actually never seen a princess before, I bet you. The water got warmer. The longer the princess was in the water, the warmer it seemed. She was no longer cold. The weather was lovely. It was fine, sunny. But she had nothing to drink. And the dolphins were quite happy going through the salt water in the sea, but the princess was getting thirstier and thirstier.
But then why didn't she drink the seawater?
Have you tried drinking seawater?
Yes.
What's it like?
It's all salty, but very nice. The cold isn't very nice, but the warm is. It tastes like strawberry fizzy.
And if we went home and I put salt in a glass, would you drink it?
No, because it only works with real seawater, in my taste. But maybe it's just because I'm a witch.
Aha, that could be the trick. Right, but I can tell you that the princess did not drink seawater. She was absolutely no good at it. Maybe if she'd lived with the dolphins for, you know, a long time, she'd have turned into a kind of person who could drink seawater, and then she would have been all right. But she was getting very, very thirsty, and she was desperate. She was really desperate. And do you know the other thing she couldn't easily do on top of the dolphins?
What?
What do you think?
Hold on for very long.
No, she was okay about that, but she needed to go to the toilet.
Why didn't she just wait?
So she knew that she had to get to an island. She had to get to another little island. An island that would have rain, or at least would have buried water under the ground. Now, you know how water, when it lands on the ground, where does it go?
It sinks into the ground.
Right, and deep under the ground, what do you find in some places?
Water.
Yeah, but in what kind of way is it? Do you get rivers, or do you get lakes, or what do you get under the ground?
You get like a little pool of water.
Yeah?
And it rises up, I think.
It does. But I'll tell you another thing. Sometimes the water goes down through the rocks, and deep down underneath the rocks in a cave, is a huge pool of water, an underground lake, and rivers that we never see on top of the ground. And that was what the princess was hoping for. She was hoping that they would find an island where there would be underground water that would be kept nice and cool. Because if the water was kept on the top, it would just evaporate, wouldn't it?
Like, be gone.
Yeah.
From the sun.
Yes. Just from the sun. And there in the distance, she saw the top of a tree. You know what kind of tree it was? It was a palm tree. It was a palm tree. In fact, it wasn't just one palm tree. It was 10 palm trees. It was 100 palm trees. In fact, it was a forest of palm trees. The princess could see where they were heading for. The dolphins were heading for home. Now, most people don't know this, but dolphins have a very special place in the South Seas, which they call home. It's a kind of special place where all they do is play. There's a lagoon where there aren't very big waves knocking them over or anything, and there's plenty of fish for them to eat. And that's where the dolphins were heading for, their very, very special hideout. Do you know what it was called?
Home.
It was called Home, but it was also called Dolphin Home. That was the name of the island. And as they got closer and closer, the palm trees got bigger and bigger. And in fact, the princess could see that it wasn't a round island. It was an island that had a big inlet. And you could see that as they got close to it, the dolphins just went right in between the mountains into a beautiful, beautiful bay, which had lots of tiny little islands in it. And all round were coconuts. Coconuts growing on the palm trees.
That's good because the juice can give her water.
Exactly. Have you had coconut juice? Have you cracked a coconut and drunk the juice? Not yet?
Never.
Oh, well, I can tell you. Have you had coconut even? Out of a real coconut? Never. What if I tell you that that was going to save the princess's life? Without that coconut juice. Because she never found water underground. What she found was loads and loads of coconuts. But I'll have to show you coconuts because they're actually very, very hard. Do you know how you get the water inside them? How do you get it? Do you know how you get it?
No.
You get a rock and you smash the rock, or else you throw the coconut up against a rock and it cracks. And you quickly...
Yeah, but how do you know that it won't spill?
Good question. Well...
So you should knock it on a rock and then they'll be into two, but try not to spill any.
I think that's a very good idea. Try not to spill any. Because, you know, the princess was so thirsty, I think she could have eaten 100 coconuts full.
Cool.
But the dolphins first let her go. In fact, she was so tired and dehydrated, she just literally, you know, all the water had almost gone out of her body.
So the first thing that she did was get some coconuts.
Well, she did, but she needed help with how to break them and crack them open because she was really quite weak. The dolphins could see that she was agitated, that she was bothered, that there was something troubling her. And one of the dolphins was particularly... Didn't you tell me that dolphins were amazingly intelligent?
Yes.
Well, you can imagine what the dolphins thought when they saw her going running over as quick as she could, which wasn't very fast, running over to the coconut tree. The dolphins said to themselves, "She needs something." And the dolphins helped her. You know what they did?
What?
They actually, one of the dolphins got hold of a coconut in her mouth, swallowed it, well, didn't swallow it, but put it in her mouth and dived down under the water. And dived deep down under the water, was somebody who was very, very useful to the dolphins and got on very well. But it was the king of the crabs. The king of the crabs with the biggest claws any crab had ever had in the whole history of the universe. They were the biggest claws ever. And the dolphin went down with the coconut in her mouth, presented it in front of the king of the crabs, and do you know what the king of the crabs did?
Snapped it open. The coconut just floated away.
That is what happened the first time. And they lost all the water. But dolphins are clever. They went back up to the surface, got another coconut, took it down, showed it to the king of the crabs, and with the dolphin tail, made a signal to the crab. Because that's how dolphins communicate with crabs, you know. They use their tail to make sign language. And the crab followed the dolphin to the surface and onto the shore. And on the shore, that's where the crab did it. Now, the king of the crabs was actually so big that the princess was terrified. She ran away. She thought it was actually gonna eat her. It actually looked like almost like a dinosaur. It was so big. Can you imagine a really big crab with huge claws?
I have it in my head, but it looks ginormous.
Absolutely.
Even bigger than a palm tree.
No, not bigger than a palm tree. No, come on. No, it can't be that big. But the claws were huge. And the only thing the princess could think about was she desperately needed something to drink. And she was afraid that the crab was going to eat her or snap her in two. So she actually ran and hid behind one of the rocks. But the crab was gentle. The crab had no idea of eating her. In fact, the crab really wanted to meet her, but the dolphins were concentrating on the job. The job was to crack the nut, and the coconut was cracked. And the dolphins were ever so quick with their tail, and they held the two halves of the coconut on each side of the tail and took it over to the princess. That was what saved the princess's life. Oh, we're going the tunnel.
Okay, but Dad, come on. So, what happened?
Well, the princess gobbled the coconut, ate all the flesh, drank all the juice, and fell asleep. Oh, I forgot about that. Well, actually, she couldn't go to the toilet because she was dehydrated. And she needed to eat 3 or 4 coconuts before she could really go to the toilet. But when she did go to the toilet, she really did go.
So what happened?
She fell asleep.
Then what?
When she fell asleep, she had a dream. She dreamt she was on top of a huge mountain, with fresh air blowing straight into her face. And she was looking down over valleys on every side. And an enormous albatross, one of the biggest birds in the whole world, swept down, lifted her up on its wing, and carried her over the valley, over the mountain, and brought her to a small tree. A small little tree with pink flowers. And the albatross put her down. And in the dream, she walked over to the tree. And she picked 3 of the most beautiful leaves from the tree. She put 2 of them behind each ear. And the 3rd one she put in her mouth and swallowed it.
Why?
I don't know, it was a dream. As soon as she swallowed it, she got 2 wings growing out of the back of her back. and she turned into a butterfly. And she flew up in the air, and she flapped her wings. And as she flapped her wings, the air moved. And the air moved other air. And the air pushed the cloud. And the cloud went over the sea. And the cloud sucked up water out of the sea and turned into an enormous storm. Huge, big, black clouds in the dream. And the black clouds were blown on the wind that had built up ever so slowly. And the wind went all the way to Ireland. And the wind came over Cork, carrying clouds with enormous dark, dark rain. And the rain fell for 40 days and 40 nights. And the whole of Cork was flooded. But the people were saved. Because there was a man called Noah. A man called Noah decided that if he could build a big enough ship with lots and lots of help, all the people of Cork, two by two, could get into the ark.
No, that was animals.
No, this in the dream, it was people. People were saved. The lives of all the people in Cork were saved. And the people brought their cats and their dogs. And Rocky was saved. And everybody's dog was saved. Birds were saved. Fish were saved. Lizards were saved.
Why would fish be saved? They need the sea.
I don't know. I'm telling you, it was only the dream. Even hedgehogs were saved in the dream.
But how could they carry the hedgehogs?
And there was one creature in the ark that Noah built in Cork that was by itself. One creature. And it was a worm. It was a very special little worm that was able to speak. Do you know who this worm was?
No.
Do you know what story this worm came from?
Yes.
It came from another story. It came from another land.
It came from a king.
It came from the king who lived his whole life dreaming that he would fight
a dragon. And that he did.
And that is what the princess from Princess Island did the first night on Dolphin Island. That's the end of that chapter.
Oh, come on! Come on!